You're listening to the MRelevance Marketing Minute. This segment is made possible by MRelevance and brought to you by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum. On the Marketing Minute, we discuss the latest marketing strategies and tactics, from branding to social media to the latest technology and tools, all to help you sharpen your approach to marketing and PR and drive your message. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome to the MRelevance Marketing Minutes edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Looking forward to this. What are we talking about today?
Well, today, we're going to talk about Facebook Live.
Facebook Live. So what is it?
So Facebook Live is really pretty cool. A lot of people say it's Facebook's answer to news media.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go on your personal Facebook page or your corporate Facebook page, and you can live stream video.
I've done it a bunch, and I'm amazed. I'm not sure if it's because it's still relatively new, but I get a lot of engagement there.
Well, it's really cool. And the reason you get lots of engagement and the reason corporations should pay attention to it is to improve their engagement, because Facebook Live is the only thing that you as a corporation can do on Facebook that automatically notifies every single one of your followers that you're live and doing something.
You get pinged right away when someone that you're following, whether it's an organization or an individual, goes live. I mean, you're notified immediately. I hope that stays. That's
one of those things
I think they're going to maybe ultimately change, but right now it's the deal.
Right now it's a huge differentiation point for people who have kind of stale Facebook pages. You can go out there and, you know, go on Facebook Live 2 or 3 days in a row and get that whole audience back, or at least get them to think about you top of mind again.
Mm-hmm. The other advantage, I suspect on this segment down the road, we're going to talk about some other opportunities to do live video. Another advantage in my view of Facebook Live is that it remains on the feed. So even after the live feed ends, it's still organized and cataloged on the page, so you can go back to it.
Yeah, so it's there kind of historically. So if you want to see what somebody did live earlier in the day and you missed it, if they were touring a, you know, show house or touring a factory, I've seen some really neat things that companies are doing with Facebook Live. You can go look at it later.
What are some things that people can do with this? I mean, video is hot. I mean, all the real popular social media apps right now all have a lot of video components to it and live streams to it. This is just part of that. I think it's the leader because just by nature of the fact there's a billion plus people on this.
Yes, a billion. Well, you know, some of the things we've seen people do that have been very effective are broadcast a celebration, an open house, or any kind of milestone, promote a contest. You can offer expertise through Q&A sessions. You know, provide an inside look at behind the scenes in your business. You know, whether that's just walking through your office or, again, walking through your factory and showing them, you know, I think about Anheuser-Busch because we toured their factory. You know, how is beer made? That would be really neat. Promote upcoming events or even broadcast live from an event.
Mm-hmm.
And you tease, promote new products or answer frequently asked questions. There's tons you can do.
See, I think when you talk about the Q&A sessions and then, you know, those frequently asked questions, to me, from what I've observed, that's the most common utilization of it. I've seen a lot of that. Because here's the deal. I mean, when you're watching someone do a live, you have the ability to add commentary to that.
Correct.
And those that are actually conducting the live stream can see those, and they can directly address that. I mean, it's a great opportunity. I mean, the Q&A is a killer utilization of this.
Yeah, we've actually kind of bantered around some at MRelevance thinking that Facebook Live in some ways could replace webinars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot more interactive than your typical webinar.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the person, you can talk to the person, you know, ask all those questions as you have them.
And here's the other advantage is that you can consume that on your machine at home. Or certainly on your mobile device, no matter where you are. So, you mean, I'm starting to see videographers, professional video people, starting to advertise their ability to help you do higher quality Facebook Live videos.
Right.
And so you're starting to see that permeating in the market as well. And I think the webinar opportunity and utilization of Facebook Live is another great opportunity here.
Yeah, well, corporations are definitely jumping on the bandwagon. Lowe's announced their Black Friday sales specials on Facebook Live. So, you know, you think of the implications for that. And the question is you know, Facebook Live going to stay free, or is it going to become part of the paid advertising if you're a corporation? You know, what are they going to do with it? I think one of the most surprising things that I learned about Facebook Live is that it's not like a typical video. It's not a 30, 60, or 90-second clip. If you're only going to spend that little time on, you're probably not even going to have time for your audience to get the alert and then get onto the page to see you. So the recommended time for doing Facebook Live is anywhere between 8 and 10 minutes or even longer. Mm-hmm. And that way, your audience has a chance to, you know, catch up with you and to see what you're doing.
Oh, I don't think... Look, you can use it any way you want. And frankly, you should experiment with it and see what does work and what does generate engagement. But if you're just walking down and showing something for 60 seconds, I don't think that's the best utilization of it. There's other ways you can do that. You can just capture video and then just upload that when it makes sense. But in terms of live, is the in my view, the utilization of it should be meant for longer-term engagement.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So,
I mean, I'm thinking about this industry, and if I'm got an open house on like a new model in a new community, I would do a walking tour.
Right.
Of that home, and I would describe it as I'm walking around. I would welcome questions, and if someone says, "Well, what kind of tile is that?" I can immediately address that. I mean, I think that would be a really interesting way.
I completely agree. I just think it's got lots and lots of legs, and it's interesting if you read Facebook's vision for it. You know, their vision is to create the next generation of TV on a mobile platform.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like reality TV that you're the producer for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be honest with you, Carol. You know that I live in Chicago, Illinois, and I have not watched the local news on an actual television set in a long, long time. But WGN, the local station up in Chicago, all throughout the day, they're posting live videos with updates on important events. And,
right.
You know, and so like today we're having ridiculously cold polar vortex weather and they're doing frequent updates on what to do to protect your house and all that. It's a great way to use it.
Absolutely. And I think that's a trend we're going to continue to see with the news media. I know most breaking news seems to be, broken on Facebook and Twitter and not necessarily by the news media. So, Facebook Live is just another outreach of that. You consider the fires that happened, in the fall, mm-hmm. Gatlinburg, et cetera. It was all over Facebook Live. And, most of the video that was released by the national news media was, shot by on-site, consumers, everyday people shooting mm-hmm. video and turning it into the news stations because the news crews just flat can't be there for every breaking news story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing, too. This is not hard to do.
No.
You can do it off of your smartphone. And you just hit a button and hit the go live button and boom, you're going.
It's just amazing. You think of how smart the smartphone is and how much you can do with just something you walk around in your hand or in your pocket versus what you would have had to have 10 years ago to do the same things we can do now with this little teeny device.
And you can broadcast your live video to all billion people that are on Facebook.
I mean, so you have billion people who are on Facebook.
And anyone following you is going to be notified immediately to repeat that you're going live.
Absolutely. And it's kind of funny. You think of how powerful Live is and the fact that it really just launched, in May of, last year. So it's been around 6 months or so. But Facebook really enforced the fact that they wanted it to work well. And they put $50 million into various different publishers to have them create videos.
Mm-hmm. Well, I read somewhere that this is Zuckerberg's baby. This is like his most important thing. I think it is the future of Facebook. I think it's the future of social media because you're starting to see this percolate in other places mm-hmm. as well. But I think the advantages here is it's simple to use. It's archived and kept, so you can go back to that. And frankly, it's the ease of use. And it's just so simple.
Well, and it's gotten its own, kind of channel within Facebook. All the video now rolls up into one place. You can, click on the video tab and see what's there and see what you've missed and watch whatever you've missed.
That was exciting to me because before those notifications that someone was going live was in your just in the list, long list of other notifications and get buried. Now it has its own, and this is on the mobile app, by the way, now it has its own channel.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier to kind of see this stuff, which I think is interesting. I'll be honest with you. I don't know about your behavioral practices on Facebook, but if someone in my feed just publishes a standard video, they upload something that they recorded earlier, I'm less interested in that. But when there's that magical liveness about it, I'm intrigued. I can't help myself.
I think it goes along with, what I call the we want it now generation.
Yeah.
It's the fast food. It's, the instant gratification online. We all want that instant. And that's what Facebook Live solves. It's reality TV on Facebook.
All right. Well, we're about out of time. But the other advantage of this too, Carol, I think, is when you go live, you're probably going to plan that. So you can schedule that and you can promote it too, right?
Absolutely. And, that's the key in all marketing today. You know, if you've got a Facebook page, promote the Facebook page. If you're doing a promotion, promote it on Facebook and Instagram. And, you know, same for Facebook Live. If you're going to go live, you could even email to your email list and say, hey, we're going to be live showing our new design studio. Get a sneak peek of it before it opens. But, you know, promote that you're going to do Facebook Live. You can promote it everywhere. You can do paid advertising on Facebook to promote it.
Yes, you can. Absolutely. And absolutely, that's a great way to build followers, too.
Absolutely. So there's lots you can do there to promote it.
Well, I have a feeling we'll talk more about this down the road on this segment. But before we go, Carol, should anyone have any questions on Facebook Live, where do they learn more?
Well, for those who are still stumped on how to use Facebook Live for competitive advantage, call Marketing Relevance at 770-383-3360, and we will be happy to help.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's M Relevance Marketing Minutes edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.
Thank you for listening to the M Relevance Marketing Minute. Today's episode was made possible by M Relevance, a marketing, communication, and interactive agency. To get help on SEO, creative, PR, social media, web development, and more, visit marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week on the M Relevance Marketing Minute.